Zach, how the hell are you? You son of a bitch. Remember we used to say that? I swear, on my old packed away answering machine, which for some reason I've still kept, there's an old message from you going, Nathan, you son of a bitch. And it was probably from 2009 or 2010. Anyway, that makes me chuckle. Hey, dude, I'm jumping on here making an impromptu episode of my podcast, hoping that if I publish it, it'll give you a notification just in case. I was going to do it as a surprise, but now I've sent you a text saying I have a car and let's get together, so it's not a surprise anymore, but, well, this episode will be. Actually, I don't want to talk about too many things because I want to talk to you about 7 years' worth of things that have gone on in our lives when we hook up in person. You know what I mean? Hook up. Okay, the old man needs to update his terminology. When we get together for whatever, you know, we got a lot of stuff to chat. I don't want to steal my own thunder by telling the highlights, you know. Here for, well, I don't know. Anyway, I hope we'll get together, man. I'm 52. I'm not gonna last forever. My mom proved that shit. Hey, I don't mean to joke about my mom, but yeah, I was in a mess at the end there. So let's get together, dude. One of the things that made me send this do this in this format was that my cousin Jim, that's one of my cousins, obviously on the other side there, he lost his mother and his father in 1 year back in 2020. Neither one to COVID, but so I did. I spent a lot of time talking to him and being there for him and all this stuff, and now he's there for me. And anyway, the point is that we communicate over Facebook, where if you go to Messenger, you don't have to fat finger in typed out, you know, bullshit messages. You can record something up to 10 minutes, I think, per message. Used to be unlimited, but as soon as I started using it with Jim, it cut, for some reason it updated to 10 minute max. So the point there, I don't know. I like to stick in fucking stupid extraneous details to drag out my point. Is that he and I had been typing back and forth, but when he sent me a voice message, I thought, man, that's great. I feel so much better listening to his voice. You know, we had done one phone call right after my mom passed, but the point being, we kind of switched over to voice messages back and forth, and I'm surprised at how intimate it is and how much it's like actually visiting the person. You know, it's he would do it while he was on his job driving around, and I could hear the cars zipping by, you know, not heavy traffic, but his signals and him talking. It was like sitting in him while he did his job, you know. I remember you used to have a job where you drove around from place to place doing stuff. And anyway, the point is that the messages were great. And he said too, when I sent him back, he's like, man, those are great, right? It's so much better than just reading carefully composed crap. So I'm hoping that this message here and hearing me live will remind you what a goddamn entertaining and handsome cousin you have that you haven't seen for nearly a decade. Honestly, I just can't believe I have not met 50% of your children. That's fucked up. I never thought it'd get this way. I've had some real problems. I put none of it at your doorstep or your wife's. We've made our own road here, and things have been really tough for me. As you know, I've had some things that have really tried to knock me off course. So, let's get together and talk about those. Just for your information, as while we're on the subject of sobriety, I am sober now. So if I come over, you know, like I said in my little text to you, I prefer to do like a lunch or coffee, meeting at a restaurant or some kind of location outside of your home, just to get warmed up with you again. After 7 years, I actually have a little social anxiety seeing you again, or anybody. It's because I'm getting old and I'm all closed off. But to jump right into your home and see Kay again for the first time in 7 years and, you know, all your kids and meeting them, it's just a little too much at this moment. But for the second meeting, I'd say I'd have no problem with it, you know. I have to get my kids meeting your kids, man. They'll fucking love them. Anyway, my kids aren't really kids anymore. You know, Dan's going to be 20 here in about a week, and Alex is 21. But anyway, yeah, I can't really believe that that's the case. But, you know, life happens, man. And honestly, it's been me, man. I've just been closing into a shell. I've estranged the Gomers through this stuff with my child molester father, and then now I've lost my mom. And my mom, she was estranged from all the her side of the family. So, I mean, no funeral for her, no nothing. Oh, I don't want to talk about anything specific, man. We got a lot of stuff to cover. I'm sure we'll have a good time talking. This is about 5 minutes. Is this enough of a warm-up, man? What can I tell you that won't, like, give anything away? Know what I mean? That's what I can tell you. I guess jack shit. No, man, you know, most of the things I have to say is are to be said in person, honestly. Or I could expound on them here, but I mean, why would I? I mean, you'd get a watered down version of a story that I'd forget I told you and then try to tell you in person. You'd be like, oh, yeah, you told me. This is it, man. I'm just going to publish like this 5-minute thing, but can I think of one goddamn entertaining story that'll make you want to visit with Nate? Okay, yeah. Anyway, I'm sober. Like I said, I don't want to. I can't make, I come over to your place the first time, maybe the second, though. But when I do, if I hang out, I will not be drinking alcohol. So please don't offer me an alcohol. It does not mean you cannot drink or whoever else is over there. But I can't do it anymore. It's not good for my health, and I really jacked my life up. I'm off pills. Been off them for, heck, more than 3 years. I can't remember. There's no substances in my life anymore, except I do take a little cannabis tincture. You know, the drops under the tongue or whatever. My boys let me buy that stuff, so, you know, my boys let me. I'm just saying, we're all in on a household here and at a combined budget, and Dan's another earner, so, you know, they have a say in what we buy and what we don't, so. Anyway, I have a little bit of cannabis tincture, and that always does me good. It give me any social lubrication I need, you know what I mean, to kind of break the ice around people I haven't seen for a while or my shyness levels. That's about it, I guess. I'm gonna hear how your dad's doing. Jeff's going on some crazy cross-country motorcycle ride. And why wouldn't he in inclement weather at almost 78 years of age? I mean, why wouldn't you? I guess only almost 76, excuse me. Anyway, Jeff's always had a little something to prove, man. Sometimes we just need to accept that we're getting older. I'm doing that. I have stepped into grandpa mode. I'm sure my roan has gone down too, but I'm much more mellow, man. I'm a grandpa these days. I don't blow my stack. Anyway, there's things to talk about. Many things to talk about. But I don't drink, I don't do drugs, and I won't be getting smashed at your place. Just FYI, if that's not a factor or you don't mind having some beers and around, you know, around me while I don't, then there won't be a problem. Right. Well, there we go, dude. We could get together for lunch or something. I don't, I'm assuming you're just a Monday Friday worker there, but you do have, oh, I don't know, 4 kids and a wife, so you can't just pop out of the household at any moment, I'm sure. Why don't you let me close up this. I don't want my Haribo gummy bears to get stale, so I'll close them up. Yeah, so it's your schedule. I'm fucking retired, man. I got all day long every day. So, you tell me. God damn, dropping shit. Yeah, when we can do this, man. I'd love to hear all the updates there, you know. Yeah, this is it. I did it all in one take, man. I could have paused and like come up with some clever shit, you know, like I do with my podcast, or retake when I fuck up or whatever. But hell, this was going to be free form from the start anyway. Hey, I love you, Zach. I don't want to not see you no more. If it's me causing the clog's gone. I got my mom's car. It works. Let's get together, bud. I miss you. And I love you. All right. Say hi to Kay and all the kids. Can't even remember if your youngest daughter's named Dylan or Dillian. Isn't that interesting? Is it she named after Dylan Beach? She named after a porn star. I don't know. I like Dillian Harper, though. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you obviously haven't spent enough years yanking it to porn online, all right? That used to be a big problem in my marriage. I remember us talking about it being one in yours as well, in your relationship. And anyway, yeah, we all have those things, right? We got to rein in and let go of the childish things. And it's not always tough with some of the worst habits. So how the fuck did I see, right? As I said, I could pause and edit out the dumb shit. Then I talk about this subject. Anyway, I hope you listen to this by yourself. It's even the mention of the P word. I know caused problems with Kay when Michael and I were over there that time, and I remember that period going through that with Irina. We're past it now and stuff, and I'm not 100% on it. I gotta admit, I sneak a little from time to time, but it's very infrequent. Yeah, I'm sure you were interested about that. Okay, 10 minutes was my hard cutoff. That is exactly I don't want to do no more. So, hey Z, I love you, man. We could do a phone call, but they always cut off. I have horrible reception. See, I don't pay for mobile service no more. So I have some cheap ass $5 a month service, and it's horrible trying to make phone calls in this. It just cuts out and it's shit. Who'd have thought for $5 a month? Okay, dude. In case you don't know, you have my new number. You're texting me and shit. What an old man about to give his number again.
Yeah, that's right. It's long distance.
All right, Z. Love you, man. We're going to hook up. I'll see you soon.